Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Time now for companies to watch, where we're putting a REIT in the spotlight, and it's one that's making big acquisition plans. Frasers Logistics and Commercial Trust announced earlier this week that it'll be buying 6 freehold properties in Germany, the Netherlands and Britain for $550 million. Now, this will add to its current $6.3 billion portfolio of nearly 100 logistics and commercial properties in countries like Australia, Germany, Singapore, the UK and the Netherlands. Currently, there are 9 analysts recommending a buy call on the stock and 1 recommending hold. Let's get some insights from Vijay Natarajan, who is research analyst at RHB Bank Singapore. Vijay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning to help me out with this. Let's talk about the agreed price of Frasers Logistics Commercial Trust's new set of assets. This represents a discount of 2.5% to the property's aggregate appraised value. Okay, how do you feel about this particular deal and what will do it for the REIT?
Yeah, we like the deal. First of all, I think logistics assets and industrial business park assets in this market at a good price are getting harder to come by. So adding a logistics assets to the portfolio, and if you look at the assets are all relatively new. It has been completed in the last, most of them are completed in the last 4 or 5 years. So the assets are all a bit more brand new, and it diversifies the portfolio, and it comes with a relatively long leases. So overall, it has quite a good merits for the portfolio. It diversifies the portfolio, enhances the WALE, which we call it in the REIT's term as the lease expiry profile. Mm. So it's overall a good deal.
It's also the first foray into the UK, but you know, if you look at it on the broader scope, so they're buying 6 European assets, 2 in the UK, 3 in Germany, 1 in the Netherlands. The company is saying it wants to capitalize industry tailwinds. You know, jumping into the UK here, it's an interesting time considering the UK sort of recovery from COVID as well. What are your thoughts or how do you view the thought process behind, you know, choosing these European assets?
If you look at the assets, I think 4 of the assets comes from the sponsors. The Germany and the Netherlands assets are mainly from the sponsor. The assets which have been bought in UK comes from another developer called IM Properties. From a UK perspective, it's not really a maiden. They already have a business park in Frasers Logistics Commercial Trust, already have a business park in the UK. But this is the first time they are entering into the logistics segment in the UK via a property which they are acquiring called Connexion. As I said, like any markets, like most of the markets across the world, the logistics sector has been a beneficiary of the changes which has happened due to COVID. Because of COVID, we are having a lot of e-commerce demand. We are seeing a lot of stockpiling. So all this adds up to the logistics sector's demand. So if you want to look at comparison, we also have Ascendas REIT who also have a logistics portfolio in UK. And we can clearly see that logistics sector in UK has also been booming of late with the rise in demand because of e-commerce and logistics.
Yeah, it makes sense then in that sense. It's interesting though, Vijay, because since the announcement, right, until now, investors have had a chance to react to it. The REIT's price has dropped 0.7% to $1.42. How much is this a factor of its private placement to raise over $300 billion? I mean, initially it was oversubscribed by 2.8 times. What are your thoughts?
That's a typical reaction. I wouldn't read too much into that. So if you look at the placement was at a discount, about 2% discount to that of the trading price, the last closing price. So typically what would happen is that investors, there would be a slight sell down on the share because of this placement. So I wouldn't read too much into it. Overall, as the market realizes the merits of the deal, I would expect eventually the share price to pick up. I think the good representation would be the placement subscription, which you mentioned. It was oversubscribed by 2.8 times, and it was oversubscribed at the top end of the price range, which indicates that there is a very good demand from investors for this counter.
So a bit of time to sort of balance things out. The gross rental income contribution from Frasers Logistics and Commercial Trust top 10 tenants will drop to 23.4% from 24% after completion. Your thoughts on whether or not this would be considered a healthy level?
Yes, I would consider this as a healthy level. I would say typically a 20 to 30% range of top 10 tenants as a typically healthy level. If you are a REIT, if you are a landlord, you don't want to have over-concentration of top 10 tenants. But at the same time, you don't want to have too many tenants you are dealing with and too many leases you are dealing with. So ideally, I would say 20 to 30% concentration risk from a top 10 tenants is a good representation. Besides this, it also matters who are your top 10 tenants. The quality of the top 10 tenants matters. And I am comfortable with Frasers Logistics Trust top 10 tenants. Most of them are blue chip tenants too.
Excellent. On the line with me this morning is Vijay Natharajan, who is research analyst at RHB Bank Singapore. We're talking about Frasers Logistics and Commercial Trust, putting spotlight on them. Vijay, just going back in time a little bit, FLCT saw some impact from COVID-19. They reported about $1.2 million of negative impact, mainly due to concessions for its rental tenants in, of course, Singapore and Australia. Australia seems to be doing pretty good where, you know, getting ahead of the COVID crisis is concerned. A little bit concerned here in Singapore, but what is your view for Frasers Logistics Commercial Trust? I mean, and other REITs, you know, in light of this COVID situation, is the worst starting to get behind us?
I would believe so. I think with COVID, it's always tough to take a call on it. I think starting this year, initially we thought we were in a very good trajectory in terms of economy, in terms of outlook, in terms of retail, everything was going well. And unfortunately, things changed a bit when we entered into the middle of the May. I think in general, I think all the governments, both Singapore government and Australian governments and across the world, different governments have gotten a good grasp of at least how to handle this COVID situation. So I would believe that the worst is over, not just from the government. I think tenants' point of view also, tenants are also able to adapt. Tenants have also migrated to various different platforms in terms of digital transformation. I believe that the worst is over. There could be some more targeted rent rebates for retail sectors, tenants in particular. But as such, I believe that the worst is over both for FLCT and for Singapore REIT sectors in terms of rent rebates.
Okay. What about the industrial REITs space, though? I mean, rental revisions or reversions playing out in the past year, I mean, will they struggle to raise their rent on new leases? And if we could start the picture back home first.
I think industrial spaces in general have been a beneficiary from the COVID, post-COVID world. Industrial demand has largely remained resilient throughout this COVID world. If you look at the industrial sectors, there are various different sectors to look at it. One clear, definite clear winner is data center. Data centers, as the demand has spiked up quite a fair bit, and they have been having a good run in terms of both occupancies and rents. Similarly, logistics. Logistics has also seen a tremendous increase in demand, and we are landlords of logistics spaces, good logistics spaces, are able to increase the rents.
Okay.
Moving down the spectrum, I would say business parks. Business parks are also still seeing a reasonably good demand, but it depends on the location where these business parks are located. If you come down in Singapore, I think there are locations more outside of Fringe CBD, many of them are doing well, but some locations like Jurong, etc., are seeing some weakness because of oversupply in business parks. I think one space where there is a bit of rental weakness is flathead factories, mainly because of the oversupply in the market of the flathead factories. And it is also because Singapore is moving towards the higher end of the value chain. Singapore has put a plan of 4G revolution in terms of industrial. That means Singapore wants to do more in the high-end manufacturing and high-end industrial segment, not in the lower-end segment. And flathead factories falls in the lower end. So there we are seeing a bit of weakness. So as such, I would say industrial sector has been turning around the corner. The one concern of industrial sector was a bit of supply. In 2021, a large portion of supply for industrial properties was supposed to come. But I think because of this construction delays, which is anticipated, I expect some of the supply also to be pushed back. So overall, I would say rent should hold up and occupancy should inch up slightly for industrial sector.
Okay. Vijay, I just want to squeeze in this one really, really quickly. And it's only because you see this trend of a lot of M&A activity picking up. Do we expect that to spill over in the REITs space? More M&A activity for REITs or a conservative approach? What are your thoughts or outlook?
Okay. based on our calculation, REITs this year has done about $5 billion worth of acquisitions already for this year. If you look at the last year and year before the last, they did about $10 billion worth of acquisitions, and both the years were record years. I would expect a slightly lower level of acquisition activity this year, mainly because most of the big ticket deals were done in 2020 and 2019. But what I would expect in the market is that a bit more of new listing to come in the REIT space. So that would be something which I would watch out for. And there are a pipeline of 2-3 REITs which are expected to be listed in the second half of the year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all of that. And speaking with Vijay Natarajan, research analyst at RHB Bank Singapore. Vijay, thank you for your time. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot. Happy to be in the show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.